I have a confession to make. I'm a Trump supporter. Now that the election is over, I'm delighted with both my choice and the outcome of the election. As a middle-class professional woman with a college degree who supported Trump, I know I'm not unique. Mr. Trump wouldn't have won without a significant percentage of women, including educated women like me, as well as minority voters supporting him. We were able to look past Mr. Trump's campaign rhetoric to find solid stances on core issues pertaining to the economy, education, and national security. We had a pretty good hunch that he'd have the guts to shake things up in Washington after 8 years of what we saw as stagnant leadership. We'd hoped he'd bring greater prosperity and reignite the fire of American exceptionalism, not just for us, but to help the world to become a better place. And I believe the Trump victory signals a seismic shift in American political thinking. So far, his cabinet picks are proving me right and are denying thoughtful people grounds for criticism. He's appointed minorities and women, and minority women, to positions of power. He's chosen strong people with great personal and professional experience for those positions. For Vermont, the Trump presidency will provide an opportunity for the state to pivot on key state policies that have not proved beneficial. The repeal of Obamacare will force the legislature to rethink its expensive and careless health care reforms. Trump's promise to improve the nation's infrastructure could be a welcome boost for all the Vermont roads and bridges that need work. His education policy will support reinstatement and expansion of school choice, recently eroded by a rogue state board. And finally, the Trump bump in the stock market appears to signal growth ahead for the state's pension funds and Vermonters' retirement plans, both of which have seen lackluster returns since the Great Recession. I have friends who are still bemoaning Mr. Trump's victory. And as an elected official for nearly 15 years, who's won some and lost some, I'm sympathetic. But I urge us all to remember that we do have a great country and that change is good. I hope all those who doubt will give the president-elect a chance to show what he can do to live up to the great expectations of those who supported him.